the Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform for and about independent artists, music, interviews, and much, much more. Now, welcome your host, Smiley J.
It's nice to be cheered for, and make sure that you cheer others on and all that they do. Give them an applause, support them. So listen, welcome to the Smiley J Artist Zone Show. I am your host, Smiley J, and thank you guys for hanging out with me yet again. I do appreciate it. And remember, I'm here every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join me in your time, or you can join me in real time. It doesn't matter, you know, as long as you hang out with me. You remember, you can take me with you. If you can't, you know, hang out with me on Thursdays, just know that I'm available in most podcast directories, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, you know, all the ones. Just check me out. And I hope that you guys are doing well, and hope that you've been listening to good music this week, because that's what it's all about. We know that music and love makes the world go round. So make sure that you're making some good love and listening to some good music. Maybe simultaneously, I don't know. You know, I ain't gonna get into that because that ain't my business. But music is my business. So, hey guys, if you know of an independent artist and you think they need to hang out with me, send them my way. Have them send me, shoot me an email at thesmileyjartistzone@gmail.com. That, again, is thesmileyjartistzone@gmail.com. You got to add that .com or it won't get to me. So, you know, today I'm super excited because I got a female instrumentalist on the show today. And, oh my gosh, she's hot, she's good, she's bad. So, speaking of female musicians, let's talk for a minute. You know, this is the Smiley J information segment or chit-chat segment. You know, female musicians and instrumentalists are growing rapidly. They say that 40% of women make up just half of all artists nationwide, comparable to the percentage of the U.S. workforce. Now, this 46% is only for the United States. Now, of course, these numbers are higher. You know, I don't have the stats for worldwide female musicians. But unfortunately, women are still underrepresented in the artist professions. Why is that? Now, female songwriters and producers are even more outnumbered. 12.3% of songwriters of the 600 most popular songs over the last 6 years were women, while 2% of producers across 300 songs were female. Now, for producers, this translates into a gender ratio of 49 males to every female. I'm going to say that again. For producers, for male producers, this translates into a gender ratio of 49 males to every female. I don't like those numbers. I really don't. And those numbers are good if it was for dating stats, especially for my single sisters, but we got to do better. We got to do better. So I thought that I will, you know, ask my fellas, my male musicians, my male producers, songwriters, the question of the day to my male folks, to my male listeners that's in the entertainment industry. Have you ever used a female songwriter for any of your music? Hit me up. Hit me up in the comments section, or better yet, if you don't want to be misperceived, especially if you never used a female songwriter, and you don't want to be misperceived for not having worked with a female songwriter, I understand. You can actually email me your comments to thesmileyjartistzone@gmail.com. I'll keep it on the low. I won't put you out there, but I will challenge you to, and encourage you to be sure to check out some of those female songwriters and musicians. Come on, brothers, we got to get up with the time. Women are doing the damn thing, and I'm going to need y'all to use some of these women in the music profession. Sound engineers, songwriters, guys, come on, step it up. I know you can do it. So I want to hear from you. I'm just curious. So let me go ahead and talk about today's guest, since we're talking about female musicians and instrumentalists. Lila Hood. Lila Hood is a Memphis native, multi-instrumentalist, although her primary instrument is the violin. Lila is also a skilled pianist and string arranger. She is also, she's classically trained, which, by the way, has propelled her in performing on both acoustic and electric violin. Miss Lila has appeared as a violinist in national commercials for the iPhone, Humira, Microsoft, and Will & Grace promo commercial. Lila is also an educator, and she offers online music training, and she ensures arts access for all through her Blue Violin classes. And you can find out more about that by visiting blueviolinclasses.com website. As a matter of fact, Miss Lila, she rocks a blue violin. So she's unforgettable, I promise you. So wherever you are, you know how we do it here on the Smiley J Show? I need you to put your hands together for this sister that's doing big things in the music industry, bringing us good music to our ears. Let's clap it up for Miss Lila Hood.
Hey, what's up, Lila? How you doing?
I'm doing great, Smiley. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How was the weather out there in sunny California?
It's hot. It's definitely hot. This is about the year where we hit our hottest temperatures, though.
Yeah. Well, it's hot here, so hopefully we don't have too much of the heat, you know. What can we say? Thank God for sunsets. And sunrises, right?
Right.
So Lila, I just, you know, before we, you know, move into anything, I want to kind of take it back a little bit. I want to talk about your Georgetown days, because you were quite busy, musically speaking. I mean, you were mentored by some premier violinists.
Yes.
How did you get matched up and become their mentee?
Well, I was really trying to figure it out. I went to Georgetown, you know, music and math go hand in hand. And I went in as a math major, actually running from music. And once I got there and kind of went through my first semester of full mathematics courses, I mean, I was doing fine, but just inside passionately, I knew that I was not supposed to be walking away from music. And I looked up, you know, this is before the internet, so you might just happen to pass a flyer for some information. And I happened to pass a flyer that was posted for an orchestra seminar workshop in New York with culminating performances at Carnegie Hall and Kennedy Center. And it just sounded amazing. And I was used to the world of auditioning, so I thought, okay, I'll audition for this. Let me just see what this is. This will at least let me know where I stand, you know, in the world, kind of nationally, doing this national audition, because it was for the top young people, young string players at the time.
Wow.
And I made it into the orchestra, and that was very validating. And one of the main benefits of this orchestra is that they're aligned with Carnegie Hall and with some very premier conductors and musicians who support this program. Yo-Yo Ma was in this program when he was a young person.
Wow. Very competitive.
So, yes. So to go through that program and to have people that were definitely revered and certified and authenticated in the world of strings and classical music, to have those people telling me that I was doing good or that I was doing great or making suggestions, and having them working one-on-one with me within 2 or 3 feet was very validating. And it just kind of sent a message all the way up to the top of my brain. It was just like, okay, you've got to do this. You have put in a lifetime of work, and you got to do this. And you've got to, you know, figure out a way to make this more accessible for more people who look like you. That's really what that program did for me, is it kind of just made a lot of things very glaring in my soul that I knew I wanted to do. And from that point, I started teaching in the community. once I left that program and went back to D.C., I started teaching in the community. I started reaching out to communities that didn't have arts. And that was really the beginning that led me to where I am today.
I love it. I love it. And congratulations to you and all your hard work. And big ups to you also for reaching back and going back into those communities and helping folks in the arts that look like us, because, you know, we're going to talk about that later. But, you know, just big ups to you on that. Just reaching back is, you know, we got to play it forward. So I'm glad that you did that. And, you know, and also, again, like I mentioned, when you was in college, you performed in a lot of historic music venues, you know, Carnegie Hall being one, and Kennedy Center. Now, you performed at both locations, right? At Carnegie Hall?
Yes, with that particular orchestra we were discussing.
Yes. Now, to my listeners, you know, if you don't know who Lila Hood is, you will by the end of this interview. And you can also do your homework and catch up, you know. But this lady has performed at some really fly places like, you know, L.A. Fashion Week, the National Civil Rights Museum, and Congressional Black Caucus, and, you know, and a lot of other neat places. Any other neat places you want to, that I maybe missed, Lila?
Well, there are a lot of places because that's what I do, but some key ones would be Blues Alley. When I came back to D.C.
That's right.
Blues Alley, I had played several shows there with other artists on their shows, like Marion Meadows. I played mm-hmm. there with him. And, to come back and do my own show after just Blues Alley was really the place that I got a chance to see a lot of great artists. Gil Scott-Heron, you know, when I was in college at Georgetown. Wynton Marsalis, that was the first place I saw him perform live. And to be able to come back and perform on that same stage was just amazing.
You know,
I mean, life changing. I still can hardly believe it. But, you know, I've also played in, you know, Jamaica, Otorrios International Jazz Festival. You know, I do festivals and all over the place. So,
And you know, you put your work and you continue to do so. And you know, and Blues Alley is not very far from Georgetown, so you were like right back out in your backyard.
Oh yes.
Now, you know, as mentioned, you were introduced to a lot of good music, and you explore many, many different music genres, like, you know, listen to other international violinists such as Jean-Luc Ponty, who is, but you know what? Because I have a passion for learning, and you're an educator. let my listeners know, give them a little background on who Jean-Luc Ponty is.
Jean-Luc Ponty is one of the pioneers of electric violin playing. And he was probably one of the first people to go very commercial with playing a violin in a different style. He's a French violinist, but he came on the scene playing jazz violin on an electric violin with a full live band, which was a complete turn away from the classical structure environment. And he just became huge as an artist. He's one of the pioneers that definitely any electric violinist knows him and looks up to him and, you know, knows how his work impacted what we do today. So Jean-Luc Ponty, I love his music. The first time I heard his album, that was the first time that I realized I could do something different with my violin instead of playing just classical. So he's a huge inspiration for who I became. He and Noel Pointer, who was also an electric violinist that came after Jean-Luc Ponty, who was here in America, in the States. So his rise to fame was a little bit more local and, you know, regional to us. Jean-Luc Ponty was very popular, I think, in Europe, and eventually it trickled over to the U.S.
Well, thank you for that. So to all my listeners, not only do we get to hear good music, we get a little history and a little education on some of these musicians and artists. Now, who are some other violinists that you like? Because, you know, at one time, there weren't many violinists of color. But now there's a list, a long list, and it keeps growing, you know, both male and female. And you guys are just doing the daggone thing. And shout out to all of those, you know, violinists. But who are some others that you like?
Well, you know, we start with the premier, down with Conti. And I do want to encourage people, your listeners, to check out Noel Poynter and the Noel Poynter Foundation, because his wife, Noel Poynter, actually is deceased. He passed away. And his wife, his widow, is running a foundation in his honor. So make sure you check that out. That's in New York. If any listeners are in that area, it's a great place to go and really understand the history of string playing and support a great foundation. Other violinists that I like, I mean, I like all violinists, okay. All string players who are out here and trying to do things, especially with alternative styles. And it's almost hard to keep up because the young people with social media, they are appearing almost every day or every other day. I'm seeing someone new come across my timeline. But there are plenty of violinists. You know, some have risen to the top of popularity much more so than others. Many people know Damien Escobar. Mm-hmm.
Escobar.
It was by Dame mm-hmm. Esco. People know Black Violin. You know, mm-hmm. it's been kind of male heavy for decades. So I'm happy to see some of the women starting to come up in the string playing. There's a new group in DC, well, not new, but probably new to some of the listeners who may not know about them, the String Queens.
Yes.
Have you heard about them?
Absolutely. I'm going to have them on the Smiley J Show in the future. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, one of them, Elise, who plays cello, we played in a quartet together when I was in school there in D.C. I was helping Howard gain some visibility for their string program. So I'm kind of also a Howard person as well. So
yeah, shout out to my Bisons.
Doing great things with String Queens. Shauna Tucker, who is an electric cellist, also a Howard grad, is doing some amazing things and pushing some programming for children. She's in North Carolina. You know, I like to try to shout out people that many people may not know, because there are the usuals with the thousands and thousands of followers, but there are a lot of good string players who are doing great work. And that's why I wanted to shout out a couple of those.
Well, thank you, Lita, for shouting those artists out. I appreciate it. And do you guys like connect? Do you have like a page for, you know, for string instruments, for violinists? Do you guys kind of connect and communicate?
Actually,
or you just kind of find each other?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are several string pages. I know just Los Angeles alone has a couple that are specific to LA, where string musicians can go on there and look for job opportunities, gigs. You know, people will post there, hey, I need a violinist for a wedding this Saturday or whatever. So, you know, there are definitely pages for string players to network. And, you know, there's a whole 21st Century Orchestra Project is a great page for what the future of strings is starting to look like. We're not so much about training kids to go straight to the symphony orchestra, because these kids are new children. And, you know, as much as I love going to the symphony, a lot of the new string players or younger string players are more interested in playing things that, you know, really relate to, things that really hit them. They want to play their favorite song off the radio. They want to play the birthday song for their grandmother. They want to, you know, they want to play all kinds of everything, any style. And I love it.
Yeah. I mean, don't you just love, you know, their creativity and their thoughts and, you know, just how they take such, and by the way, the violin is such a beautiful, sexy, romantic, you know, instrument. And, you know, and my ladies, I love to see you guys play and just do what you do, looking cute and just tearing it up on the stage.
Yes, thank you.
Let's talk about Dreamcatcher, which, by the way, is a fan favorite. I love the title. Now, tell my listeners where, you know, before we get into, I just want them to know right off in case anybody have to drop off. Tell them where they can find your music and follow you.
The best place to follow me is to just remember the phrase, the blue violin. I play a very signature, customized, designed Viper violin made by Wood Violins, if you want to check them out. And you can go to theblueviolinonline.com. If you're on Instagram, the Blue Violin Official. the Blue Violin, you know, pages all across Facebook. If you're looking for lessons, I teach virtually Blue Violin classes on Instagram, Blue Violin classes on Facebook. It's pretty easy to find me just using the Blue Violin. Something is going to come up. And if you, at all, if everything else fails, my website, theblueviolinonline.com.
Okay, okay. So, and we, you know, we're going to, I'm going to be featuring Dreamcatcher, you know, today. So tell us what some of your supporting musicians on this project.
On this project, the Dreamcatcher album, it was produced by Lloyd L. Tolbert, and he's an amazing producer. He's done a lot of work with Donna Summer, Diana Ross, Darrell, and Lionel Richie. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. His uncle is James Carmichael, who produced all of the Lionel Richie albums and so many other projects with Motown. So they both worked with Motown. So I feel like the Dreamcatcher project, with both of them working on it, it just has its own special flavor of underlining soul. So that's kind of the best way I could describe that.
And that artists, it does.
Yes. Some of the artists that are featured on it are Malcolm Jamal Warner.
He does a little spoken.
Yes, he does spoken word. He's also a bass guitarist. And he has some great stuff out. The Far Sides, Imani, is rapping on one of the songs. Al Capone is rapping on another song, known for Hustle and Flow. And
so, Lila, if I may, excuse me, one second, if I may, you know, you pay tribute because I want to just let the audience know. You're from Memphis, right?
I'm originally from Memphis, yes.
Okay, she's a Memphis girl, y'all, and you pay tribute to your city on the song Memphis Blue.
So that's where
you show love, you know. She showed some love to another Memphis artist. And go ahead, yes. I think you were about to tell us who that was.
Yes, that was Al Capone, as I mentioned earlier. That's on that particular song. L. Young, who is a major YouTube star. Amazing vocalist. He's also on the album. And Trenice, who is, we say the best for last. She is an American Idol finalist from season 2. She was in the top 5. And she also has some new music out. But she is singing a very heartfelt, passionate song called Used To on that project.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I know in all that you do with playing and teaching students that your calendar and your schedule is pretty busy. And you know, as always, I thank you for stopping by. But I want to say that, I must admit that I do want to see more of my beautiful brown brothers and sisters. I want to see them make it on that, you know, that best violinist in the world, that all times list.
Yes.
We need a new list.
We need a new list. We do.
Yes.
We need a new updated list, because there's, I mean, every day I'm just seeing amazing content from so many people.
Yes.
And I'm just excited about streams, because you didn't see this 10 years ago. And you definitely didn't see people of color as much as I'm seeing. You know,
you're right.
Mariachi fan. That's even growing into some electric styles of playing. So I'm excited all the way around.
Now, whoever would have thought that, you know, the violin can be such a funky instrument. I was like, wow. And I want to shout out, we do have a local volunteer, Chelsea Green. And to all of my string people, I would just thank you guys for bringing that beautiful, lovely music and just exposing the world to, you know, the beauty, the sounds of the violin.
Right. Right. So, yes, I'm familiar with Chelsea's work too. She's amazing.
And, you know, and like I said, we're gonna change that list. I know that list is gonna change, because it's gotta change, because, you know, with all this talent and all these up and coming new musicians that's playing the violin, and you know, it's gonna change. And I know, and I'm gonna go ahead and predict it here on the Smiley J Show, that you're gonna be on that list.
Thank you, Smiley. We hope to be. I just want to increase visibility for this whole world. Been so homogenous for centuries.
Yes,
it was time, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, And I just want to, you know, wish you well in all that you do and stay in touch. And you guys, you know the rules on the Smiley J, on the Smiley J Show. You hear the song, you add it, you download it, you add it, and you share it. You share it and let other folks know about good music. Because unfortunately, we don't get to hear all this good music on, you know, our local radio dial. We got to hunt and search for it. So, hey, that's what it's about. And thank you so much. Come back. And let's shout out your social media pages one more time.
Okay. Instagram. Thank you so much, Smiley, again. Instagram is The Blue Violin Official. My website, theblueviolinonline.com. And on Facebook, you can find me as Leela Hood, or you can check out the classes page for any lessons. I do virtual online lessons, virtual shows. I do serenades, all kinds of things involving strings. There's nothing that we can be stopped with this pandemic. So if you want me to come in and play for your special engagement proposal, we've been getting all kinds of requests, Miley.
That's good. I'm glad that the work doesn't stop because of this global pandemic. So I'm happy to hear that. And again, thank you, Leela, for coming, you know, on the show. And when you're back on the East Coast and back in the DC area, make sure you look me up so we can connect.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
No, we will.
Yes. All right. Until then, be well and keep, you know, spreading love through your music.
Thank you so much.
What's up, y'all? This is Adrian Egg Norton and Steve Perkins of Phase 2. And you're in the Smiley J Artist Zone.
Hey guys, I want to thank you for hanging out with me and Lila Hood today and hanging out with us to the very end. As a quick recap, I want you guys to be sure to check out Lila Hood's music, Dreamcatcher, as well as her other songs. You know what to do. You know the rules. If you like any music that you hear on the Smiley J AutoZone Show, download it and add it to your playlist, because that's what we do here. We support indie artists, building our playlist one indie artist at a time. Also, be sure to keep up with Miss Lila Hood on social media. Check out some of her live performances. You can get up close and personal from the comfort of your home. And that's what's up. Until next time, be well, stay safe, and remember to listen to good music. Your ears will thank you for it. I'm Smiley J, and I'm out of here.